And I apologize for that interruption that happened earlier. It was brought to you by folks associated with the Proud Boys. Next item, item number 72.
Accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the Chief Administrative Officer.
Colleagues, the Technology Oversight Committee provides citizen oversight on significant city technology projects, especially those with high risk or high cost. This gives us early and continued technology oversight by an independent five-member committee for the purpose of increased transparency and accountability. TOC sends quarterly reports to the Chief Administrative Officer, who then forwards the reports to us here on the City Council. The quarterly reports include information from each project's independent quality assurance consultants and TOC's assessments of the project's status. Thank you for being here today. We appreciate your patience.
Hello and good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. It's nice to see you. My name is Heather Hafer, Senior Management Analyst for the Office of Management and Finance, and also staff support for the Technology Oversight Committee. With me today are two familiar faces, Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services, and last original member of the TOC, Wolf Pinfold, appointed by Mayor Wheeler. TOC is made up of five community members, each named by a City Council member. The TOC members not here today are Diana Garcia for Commissioner Fritz, Jimmy Goddard for Commissioner Udaly, Victoria Trapp was appointed by prior Commissioner Saltzman and now represents Commissioner Hardesty, and Ken Neubauer, who was appointed by Commissioner Fish, attended his last TOC meeting in December, and we are currently looking for a replacement. As Mayor Wheeler said, TOC advises the Chief Administrative Officer, Tom Reinhart, and we're here to present information from those quarterly reports from October through December 2018. This past quarter, TOC followed two different projects, the Portland Online Permitting System, or what we call POPS, and the City Budget Office's Software Replacement Program, Budget Formulation Management, or BFM. TOC also recently started monitoring the Portland, Oregon website replacement project, as well as the integrated tax system project, which you'll be hearing about more at our next quarterly update. We also received an introduction to open and accountable elections in November, but TOC is not currently monitoring that project. We're going to be providing the project's dashboards, which contain information from project management staff, quality assurance contractors, and the TOC. And Jeff and Wilf are both here to answer any questions you might have. But before that, I'm very excited. Less than 24 hours ago, we received a very exciting update about the POPS project, and we would actually like to show you an update that demonstrates our recent successes with this project.
Hi, I'm Amy Swanson. I'm in charge of communications for POPS. Real changes are happening to the permitting process, and they're happening right now. Let's go check it out. The POPS team is hard at work on six different projects that are going to bring online services to a whole nother level with the City of Portland. We're working with BDS sections to implement the Amanda upgrade, to training inspectors to use mobile technology so they can get more work done while they're out in the field. Come on, I'll show you around the POPS program. This month, our big news is PDX ePlans, which is what we're calling our electronic plan review system. This all started last July with our first pilot project. It was quickly followed by two more projects in September, one in North Portland and the other at the Gateway Regional Center, both containing affordable housing. In December, we added Saltwood and Saltwood South, and this spring, we hope to add one to three more commercial new constructions. This summer, our plan is to have all 11 process-managed projects under review in PDX ePlans. Just last night, we started taking in the Art Tower. Over 30 plan reviewers have been trained on the new ePlan system, and we have more coming on soon. Feedback has been really positive.
I'm currently using PDX ePlans on a large apartment project that actually involves two apartment buildings, and we're currently in the first phase of reviews on these drawings, which are about 300 sheets per building. And pretty much every trade in the building is concurrently working on the reviews for this, all at the same time in the same tool. My favorite thing about PDX ePlans right now is I turned around and looked in my workspace, and there were no paper drawings anywhere on the floor or the chairs or my desk. It's just a much more streamlined work environment for me right now. There's room for my code books.
And with that, I'm going to turn things over to Jeff Baer.
All right. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, member of City Council. For the record, I'm Jeff Baer, the Director of the Bureau of Technology Services. And thank you, Heather, and thank you, Will, for being here. I just wanted to provide a couple of other updates in addition to what you saw for the e-plans, which is a huge win for the project team to be able to actually reduce, as you saw, the whole elimination of those paper-based plans for review and go to a completely electronic review of those. And one note I wanted to make is about the projects. The QA report that you saw and the TOC report indicates that we are in a steady category. And so even as of this last week's TOC meeting, these categories are continued to be rated green, a little two green and one yellow. But the project team is working to continue this trend, and I think we're going to see that continue forward. Also wanted to make another announcement that last week the project team achieved another milestone in launch, doing a soft launch of the customer portal, which is now called Development Hub PDX. This is a public search feature that is available for the external facing for allowing for trade permit applications and limited fee payments. And moving forward, more customer service features will be included in that. But for now, we're doing a soft launch, make sure we're working through any issues that we see as people begin to use that. And work continues to do the work on the Amanda 7 upgrade. And so we see and believe that there's excellent progress being made, and want to see if any comments additional you want to add to that, Wolf.
No, that's, I think TOC members are feeling very good about the two projects that we have in front of us right now. I think the POPS project is looking good. We have recommended that we move more as a sort of a rapid incremental innovation rather than large steps. And I think that's starting to show fruit and being able to see things like the electronic review process rolling out at this point, rolling out to a few projects, and I think this next quarter rolling out to all the projects under management. We're feeling good about that, and we hope that that will continue. It looks very good to us. And, of course, the budget formulation management project, I think, has gone very well indeed, and hopefully will provide you with the tools you need as you plan the next budget cycle. So we're feeling very good about that.
Thank you. I just want to say, given the difficult history of this project, that is a delightful graphic you've got up there, and thank you for all of your work on that. Also, that I just looked it up, and it stands for Automated Management of Document Access, which is really disappointing. Somebody needs to make up something that sounds much more interesting. Well, not interesting, but I don't know.
Something. I told her we named it after her, but...
Well... That question has come up multiple times over the course of this project, so I just wanted to put it on the record.
I will say, I think in looking back over the history of this project, I think this is the first time we've actually had two reporting categories where they're actually in green and yellow status. Yep. Prior to that, they were all in red. So the team has really done a great job in moving this forward.
Great. Thank you.
Any questions on the budget software or the POPs before we move on? Okay. I did want to make a note about and Heather referred to the open accountable elections, and even though it's not reported in the quarterly report, and at the November 26 TOC meeting, the project team presented an overview of the project because there hasn't been any development work done since the initial presentation. There wasn't any report at the December and January meetings. So you'll be seeing that for coming up for the next quarterly report. That'll be included. And work continues to be moving forward on it. And I believe as of this morning, I think there's some commitment to finding a project manager is my understanding. So we're moving forward on that rapidly. And I believe that there will be an upcoming council work session that will be scheduled soon to do a deeper dive into the program or the project. And in discussing this with the TOC members this week at that meeting, there's actually interest in having the TOC members express interest in actually attending that meeting if it's possible. And I think Wilf might want to share some additional comments.
Yeah, this, I think, is an interesting project. It's probably a little different from things we've seen before. The budget available both for the matching funds and the work to do the review of the donations, I think, is very tight to achieve what we want to do, and the time is very tight to achieve what we want to do. I think there's a lot of support for doing it. I think your office, Amanda Fritz, has put forward an interesting idea of working with a nonprofit in the area that's willing to do a fair amount of this work as sort of pro bono work. And I like that. It's difficult for us within the rules of the TOC to formally support that in that, you know, normally we would be reviewing work that is paid and making sure that that's done well. It's much more difficult in this environment to assure the work will be done. So there's a certain risk associated with it. But the opportunity associated with working with a nonprofit that's willing to do a considerable amount of this work because they believe in the outcome of it is a real opportunity.
I get you to stop for one. I apologize. We're off the air. Are we? Is it still working up there? Okay, great. Just the council can't see. I apologize. I
just want to make sure you're still trying. No,
thank you.
That's good. So I think we're very interested in attending the working session. We'd like to understand it a little bit better. But we are supportive of doing this, but it does mean doing things a little bit differently from the way that we normally do, working with a nonprofit that's going to try and do this. So we'll hopefully give you more information as things go on here. I think we're all very supportive of the outcome of this project. So.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pinfold. I appreciate your personal advice as we've been negotiating this. The work session probably won't be able to be scheduled till April, so we'll perhaps be checking in with the TOC before that.
Very good. Excellent. Any further questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
You were all done with your presentation, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for all your work, as always. And again, it's really great to see the online computer system coming together finally. Aye.
Fish?
Yes, thank you for your presentation. And Jeff, I would strongly recommend that going forward, we either schedule these Technology Oversight Committee reports for time certain 9:45, if it's a Wednesday morning, or if it is more convenient for the citizens that we've tapped to do this important work, schedule it for 2:00 on a Wednesday or a Thursday. But in any event, I would urge us to prioritize the scheduling of this so that we don't tie people up for a couple hours here that are here just to provide us with this great oversight and great service. Thank you very much. Aye.
Hardesty.
I just want to add my appreciation. I know volunteers spend a lot of time talking about technology, and I want to say what you've done with the permitting process is pretty phenomenal. Hopefully that just rolls out all across that bureau. I am definitely an aye. Thank you.
Udaly?
I want to start by thanking all the members of the Technology Oversight Committee, but particularly Jimmy Goddard, my appointee to the committee. I suspect that BDS's permitting software project has set a record for being the most analyzed project in the history of the TOC. Is that, can I get an aye? Yeah. Although I no longer oversee BDS, I do feel some pride and accomplishment. The POPS project was one of my biggest challenges when I first took over the Bureau. We were in a situation with a software system that was outdated, unsupported, and that spelled disaster for our Bureau and for our customers if it were to fail. It's gratifying to see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It was one of my biggest challenges, but also one of my least favorite, if I could be honest here. So it's gratifying to see there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it is green. So exciting. We worked hard with Bureau leadership from the Bureau of Technology Services and BDS to assemble a team to get this project on track. I'm excited to see the next couple of project milestones happen. Expanding online permitting to project manage projects will make the permitting process easier and faster for affordable housing projects that the city finances. And obviously, we need to be doing everything we can to expedite these projects. So I'm glad to see BTS and BDS engaged in solving that problem. The inspection part of the application will deliver the same kind of efficiency to the building process that we're beginning to see with the permitting process. It will make the process from applying for a permit to getting a certificate of occupancy much more easy to navigate for the public and city staff. I know this is kind of boring for most people in the room and probably most people watching, but it should be very, very exciting for people who are attempting to build anything in our city. So thanks again to the TOC for their dedication to seeing this project through to completion. I know there are challenges ahead, but I have confidence in your team. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, for continuing to dedicate resources to support the team. My only advice going forward is that as we begin to implement the Amanda system, we look for ways to improve our processes, not just duplicate those that we have now. Aye.
Wheeler.
I think Commissioner Hardesty said it best. I'll just say what she said.
You're Daly, Amy.
I'm you, Daly. I'm sorry. And Commissioner Hardesty.
I'm not getting any credit today.
Can we all acknowledge Commissioner Udaly for a moment? Thank you, Commissioner Udaly.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I can top what you said, and I agree wholeheartedly with what you said. Yeah. First of all, I want to thank the members of the Technology Oversight Committee. We do rely on you heavily for that independent, objective, and maybe most important of all, experienced oversight of the technology projects that we are engaged in. And Commissioner Udaly is right. These projects, the POPS one is particularly, I think, exciting from my perspective, but all of these projects are critically important to the delivery of services to the people in this community. And at every step of the process, you make these more viable, you make them better, and you make sure they stay on track. And so thank you very, very much for your service. I also want to thank the Bureau. You've been fantastic in a fairly fluid environment, and as a council, we've been demanding more and more of you, even as we add more and more projects to your list, as we become even more technology dependent, and you've risen to the occasion. So I vote aye, and I thank you. The report's accepted. Thanks for your great work.